Abby, Sister. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 6th, 1890. Dear Sister Abby, trust thou in God. What can I say to you, brother, Abby? Have you been able by faith to grasp Jesus Christ? Can you fix your eye upon him? Can you cast yourself all helpless upon his mercy? Make the effort. You cannot afford to lose heaven. Jesus is waiting to be gracious to you, although you have so long denied him and pierced the Son of God and put him to an open shame. You are now a prodigal. Will you come to your Father's house penitent? Will you, during the little remnant of your life, give it to Jesus? Will you cease to do those things you know to be sin? Will you now turn to Jesus? Will you be saved by his cleansing blood? Your probationary time is very precious. Let not your own hand shorten it 1 hour. Jesus now waits to be gracious. He calls you to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is nigh. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. It looks to you as though your sins are too great to be forgiven. The Lord answers you, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Verses 8, 9. The first chapter of Isaiah is full of importance. The Lord speaks through his prophet, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider." Verses 2, 3. "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." Verses 4 to 6. Read the rest of the chapter, especially mark the reading of the 16th verse, and seek to understand it. "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Verses 16 to 20. Now, brother, Abby, will you take this lesson to yourself? Will you read the word of the Lord appropriate to your case? How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Verse 21. The Lord is speaking to you. He will have mercy upon you if you will only humble your hearts in contrition before him. Wait not a moment. Come with all your sins, however aggravated, to Jesus. Come while Jesus pleads in your behalf. Do not cast yourself, soul and body, voluntarily into the devil's hands. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. But you must take heed to the word of the Lord. You must cease to do evil. You must learn to do well. Call a halt, for Christ's sake, call a halt. Turn ye, for why will ye die? Confess your sins and forsake them now while mercy lingers, and the Sun of Righteousness will shine upon you. Your conduct for years has been an offense to God, and therefore it is your duty, while you have reason left, to correct the evil of your ways. Hesitate not. Satan looms up before you difficulties that cannot be overcome. But would you with one stroke of your hand sever the last thread of hope of the salvation of your soul? Will you choose that Satan shall have you as his prey? Will you place yourself where you shall certainly suffer with the wicked the pangs of the second death? And shall Christ have died for you in vain? I am making this appeal to you because I dare not let you alone. I hope that you will set your heart in order, for Christ will help you in the work. I hope that Arthur and Rosetta will set their hearts and their house in order before Satan shall have complete control of them, soul, body, and spirit. I hope and pray that salvation may come to your family without delay. Let there be no more trifling with eternal responsibilities. God is merciful and will pardon even the crimson sin if the sinner repents and comes to Jesus just as he is.
My soul is burdened as a cart beneath sheaves. I am filled with remorse in your behalf. I know something of the value of the soul, and I cannot endure the thought that one of you, whom I address in this letter, shall fling away the last chance of eternal life. Now, I entreat you, while mercy's sweet voice is heard, listen and obey the gracious invitation. Come, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, come. Matthew 11, verse 28. I leave this with you. Take it, obey the warnings and entreaties, and God be with you.